You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Hey, the show's about to start. I just need to ask you a massive favor. Please go to twitch.tv/soccercooligans and hit that follow button. It would be tremendous. Does Christian know I'm doing an ad before the show starts? Absolutely not. Is he going to be upset about it? Oh, yeah. But he won't be upset if he sees a bunch of followers on our Twitch account. So just go to twitch.tv/soccercooligans and hit that follow button. And I'm going to start playing the show now. And I bet you right when the show starts is when Christian texts me.
What's going on, guys? Ellie from Copper 9 here. You might not know who I am, but you've got nothing better to do. So watch with Soccer Cooligans talking all things football, politics, music, culture. Swipe up, click the link.
That'll do. That'll do. Perfect.
Ay, papi.
Let's go.
Vamos. Let's go. Welcome to another Prem Show. We're the Cooligans. My name is Christian Polanco.
I am Alexis Guerrero.
We are your favorite stand-up comedians. I host the funniest soccer show right here on Twitch every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern time.
That's right. Also happens to be the gulliest. You already know that, though. I hope everyone had a good weekend.
Yeah, we had a good weekend. We traveled a little bit.
A little bit of travel, you know.
I mean, it's been a year of just being locked down, staring at this screen.
I finally got into the Centurion Lounge.
Ooh.
At JFK.
Yo, they approved you for that card? Damn.
My guy. Muy fancy, let me tell you. Everyone was like, yo, who's my guy in the sweatshorts and NYCFC jersey out here for asking for extra croissants?
Yo, what's good? Class is in the building. Maybe you a little unfamiliar. Yeah.
Good luck with all of your startups and meetings, but I'm here. Now it's gonna be real loud in the background of all y'all Zooms.
we had a great time. I we'll talk about it on the TV show a little bit more, but yeah, I went to Austin for the Austin FC home opener, new stadium. Alexis went to LA for the 15 year wedding anniversary stadium. That was impressive.
That's right. I mean, there's a lot of stadiums.
Yeah,
in
a lot of stadiums. We go to every stadium, okay? Yeah. It's a weird name, interesting brand, interesting company. they're very specific of who the consumer base is, okay?
Yeah. Freddie Alacon says, allow me to introduce myself as I walk into the Centurion.
Give me that pilot hat. I love it.
Yeah. Streamyle said, be the person who forces a change to the free drink policy. I said a pint glass of Henny, good sir.
What do you mean you don't serve Das Boots here? This is
neat. You want a pint of Henny with no ice? You heard me.
We had a good time. We're going to talk about Austin and we're going to talk about LA a little bit on the TV show. That'll be Sunday at 7 p.m. So if you want to hear.
This is the Prem Show.
This is the Prem Show, okay? We didn't fly out to England.
Freddie's the Dustin.
That is hilarious.
Glug, 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 glug out of a pair of wheats. Oh. Another one, good sir.
Yeah. This honey pairs well with some beef and broccoli, okay?
it's the raw leather and tube sock sweat that really, I think, brings out the je ne sais quoi.
I love the username that just followed us. Made huge mistake. Couldn't be any more accurate.
Perfect timing, too, as we're just talking about glugging any out of a beef and broccoli pair of tins.
So anything you would like us to discuss, Premier League, Euros, maybe some Copa America stuff, things going on in Europe, this is the place to do it. Where should we...
Let's begin with this, and I want to hear your thoughts on this. I can't find... Oh, here it is. King Stews says, Christian, look into the skies... For a new Everton GM.
So
forget GM. Let's talk actual just manager.
Right? I mean, so we'll start there.
By the way, who called it? I called it like 3-4 weeks ago. Check the tape. I said, y'all are going to start getting linked
with Rafa Benitez.
Yes. And look, I just...
Who apparently has talked wild greasy about Everton in the past when he was Liverpool manager.
I just Googled Everton... I mean, not Google, obviously. I binged. Made huge mistake. Thank you for the sub. Made huge mistake.
Hey, made huge mistake.
Look at that. You made two mistakes in succession. What a, incredible.
You made a huge mistake, buddy. Thank you.
I binged Everton general manager. And look, nothing's changed. Carlo is still with us.
I don't know what everyone is talking about.
Carlo is still supporting. We nothing to worry about.
Yo, Bing is a little late with some of this information. You know
Excuse me, Alexis. Google needs to update this, and you know, because Carlo has redeemed himself and he's apologized.
People also searched for, you know, what do we think about Rafa Benitez? A name you're excited to hear? So, apparently, he didn't have a lot of nice things to say about Everton when he was the Liverpool manager.
Which you're not supposed to. Yeah, everybody knows. It's like in wrestling, you're not going to say something nice about the opposing wrestler. You got to talk smack. But as soon as the cameras are off, it's like, okay, you know, I was just doing that for the cameras. We're just trying to sell a fight. That's all.
It's like when you tell your girl, like, yo, your sister, man, I don't know, she's kind of annoying. But then on the low, right? No, I'm joking. By the way, my wife doesn't even have a sister. So,
Rafa, so I'll tell you what's going on in my Everton group chat, if I could,
Poor Martin those, said, those I'm secrets. Amazed they don't let us know who's the same height as Carlo. How many Riyad Mahrez's is Carlo Ancelotti?
The Everton group chat, not happy with Benitez. They're basically they have the feeling he is a former Liverpool manager. We should never have a former Liverpool manager as our manager. Understandable. I think this is what I'll say. I think the options are diminishing. They're running low. But this is a name, you know, the names that I've been hearing, Nuno Espiritu Santo. I think Ted Lasso is available. I hope so.
I thought you meant
like the new season. I'm like, wait, it's out already?
Wow.
It's
just a DVD set sitting as the manager of Everton.
So so there's Nuno, Eddie Howe, who was at Bournemouth, and then Rafa Benitez. But this is a name that I just heard, I believe, yesterday or 2 days ago. And I want to take the temperature of this. Antonio Conte, he turned down Tottenham.
Mm-hmm. Possibly. So he's got good judgment.
Okay. Unlike our recent subscriber, he did not make a huge mistake.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
And that is one of the names that has been floating around. Would he be actually interested in going over there and in managing Everton?
Here's the thing. I also want to throw this in. An English manager has never won the Premier League.
Yes, I saw this, right? This is I saw Nigerian
still
scams.
Still blowing my mind.
Saw Nigerian scams post
Chester
this.
Tosin. I did not know this fact.
Yeah.
This data slipped my mind somehow, slipped my purview. Uh-huh. And yo, it's still blowing my mind. But the reason I bring that up is because a couple of the names you mentioned are like your, Dimitri says big dunk for the win. It ain't making it. But some of the names you mentioned are Eddie Howe, even Nuno Espiritu Santo. These names are like mid-table Premier League names.
Yes.
Rafa Benitez. So the change that Carlo Ancelotti made was he kind of validated Everton. He brought Everton to the cool table at lunch.
Yeah, yeah. Like, so everybody was like, you with him?
Yeah.
I didn't know, you know, what's your secret? What you have? I didn't know you were one of us.
Right. Like, it's getting verified on, what, you got verified on Instagram? All right. I didn't know.
Okay, there must be some errors going on at Facebook, you know?
You're not, like, clearly the miscommunication. All right, so I'm just delete the app, then. I'm going to go to TikTok. Is that what's happening? So when Carlo Ancelotti brings Everton up to that next level, which we all agree, we both have agreed, that they he did. He validated them to the point where he brought them to the next level of club. I'm not saying that they're, you know, along the lines of your Real Madrids or your Manchester Uniteds, but they're not the also-rans. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They kind of seem like they're a bit more validated. To keep that going, you can't bring in Eddie Howe. You can't bring in even a Nuno. You know what I'm saying? You got to bring in like a Benitez, but I can understand the fan base saying like, yo, this is a bridge too far. You know what I mean? Apparently, yeah. I didn't know this. I only know this from they talked about it on the kickoff. Is his wife apparently still lives there. And in the offseason, he still lives in Liverpool. That's how much he fell in love with the city.
Wow.
Right?
Is he the only one? I never heard that.
I know, right? Which, by the way, how bad is it where Robert Benitez is from? Right? Is he from North? Why are you moving to Liverpool? But apparently loves the place and really connected with the city, especially after that, the 96 thing. If you can't bring him in, you got to bring someone of his ilk. And I think... Who's Antonio left? Conte is that?
Oh yeah, without a doubt. I mean, if he's an option, you do everything you can to try to get him there. I don't see anybody not doing everything they can to do that. There's been a lot of reports, which I've heard were unfounded. Benitez close to joining Everton, but then I heard later that this is not true. That it was merely like a conversation. The bigger concern for me. Is this apparently James Rodriguez's agent Jorge Mendes said that he's trying to get the Colombian out of Everton, something that will worth roughly 10 to 20 million euros. And he's been offered to Napoli, Atletico, and AC Milan. And there is not a possibility of him going to back to Real Madrid. This is what is scary, but also not too surprising with the news that Carlo is leaving.
This is why you need to bring in a manager of Antonio Conte's ilk. Because you cannot have...
Neighbor Nation just said, how do you feel about Rafa's previous comments about Everton? I actually don't know exactly what he said.
He called them... He jokingly said, like, oh, that small club?
Mm.
Which I know you hate that argument about like, who's the bigger club.
Whatever. It's just
because I honestly think you just don't understand it. Or did you hear your family argue when you were a kid and you shut off to this kind of stuff? I don't know what happened.
It is a whose penis size is bigger conversation. I'm like,
how much are we going to talk about? At least that has a definitive answer. Where do we start measuring from? Is it Tane or is it basketball?
It's a debate that will live past our time. So it's not going to be resolved in our lifetime. So it is. Oh wait, there's a link from RCAB. This is another Everton, another candidate. Who is this?
Ex-Borussia Dortmund coach Favre.
Oh yeah, Lucien Favre. I wouldn't be upset with that.
Well, I mean, they lose out. He's done.
Oh, meaning it's not a possibility.
Yeah.
Okay. I was about to.
Because he's about to take the Crystal Palace job. You should not be competing with Crystal Palace managers.
Nah, dude. Is Antonio Conte the Keylor Navas of managers? Well, look, I think with Antonio Conte, the situation. Hey, Freddie, what's the sub? 7 months. Let's go.
Freddie.
James expressed that, no, you don't want Favre. I mean, it wasn't. Was he that brutal at Dor? I mean, he definitely underachieved, but he had. You know, it's like he underachieved, but it was also. I mean, it's Leipzig. It is Bayern Munich. He wasn't like 12th place when,
right.
You know, it wasn't first and it wasn't, but it made Champions League, you know. So.
You guys also lost out on Christophe Galtier, the dude from Lille who won the league. Which, by the way, Christophe, just throw an R at the end of it. All right. Enough with the Christophe.
Sam Allardyce is out there from Nick Lage. Yes, he was. We've already experienced
hopefully
him.
Hopefully he stays out there. Keep the gates closed, boys.
Yeah, it's weird. I mean, when I talk to the Everton fans that are in England, it is a, you know, a like here we are again, a frustrating just experience again with the club. But I think like what you said, like Carlo just raised. I think the expectations are a little bit more where they want someone that maybe not be a step up from Ancelotti, but maybe a lateral move at the very best. So it's just whatever. I mean, we talked about it a couple of weeks ago when he announced that he was leaving. It's like I'm ready to move on.
The Benitez thing is the big question, because can you take someone that your fan base kind of despises, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I've joked around that, and it wasn't really a joke. I mean, I actually would have, that I would have accepted Arsenal having hired, like, Pochettino as the manager. Granted, Pochettino never came out and said, you know, wild, greasy shit about Arsenal. And also, it's different. Everton weren't successful at that time, and Liverpool were. I believe Rafa Benitez won the European trophy with them. Like, there's stuff happening, and you're the little brother, and then all of a sudden, he's kind of mocking you. I could see them holding on to that. I could see that being a sticking point.
Yeah, I think it by hiring him, I think it is definitely a step backwards for the culture of the club. And it is a simple thing of, like, we have standards here. This is one of them. Hiring former Liverpool managers who have also disparaged the club are not the type of manager that we want, regardless of how dire the situation is. But
what if he comes and wins, though? And that changes that narrative.
But that, and I can only say from the people I've spoken to, I think it won't make that much of a difference. I think people will still feel that it is the wrong move, that it's not worth the success in that fashion. That some of the people in my group chat are like, just no, not even a conversation. It is going to be difficult to support the club if they do that. That's how passionate some people are. So I can only respect that. They've definitely been supporting the club longer than I have.
Yeah, you really can't come in and be like, but boy. You just got here.
Okay. They're called French fries, okay?
As a big Everton soccer club fan, must say. You know, they'd be like, we got to get this dude out of this group chat, bro.
So I respect it. And but I think as someone who's been supporting the team for, you know, 6 years, I think Benitez would have, like, people are bringing up his record, especially with Newcastle. He will have a better budget, better players than Newcastle. I'm like, if he did get hired, I'd be interested to see what he could do with a better roster. He left Newcastle because money was an issue. He couldn't get the players that he wanted. He brought them back from relegation. Did he get them relegated? I don't think was he there when they got relegated? He
might have. Yes.
So it would be, for me, wouldn't be the end of the world. I think even Rafa Benitez.
Was he?
Did he get? I don't know if he got relegated. I know he brought them back up, but he had like two stints with Newcastle.
I think he got hired to keep them up, couldn't, and decided to stay on.
Okay, maybe that's it.
That feels like what happened.
Okay, correct us if...
Is this the plot of one of the goal movies, though?
Yeah.
Am I screwing up?
It's funny. Somebody messaged me a couple of weeks ago, and they said that the reason you do the show on Twitch is that so you have fact checkers.
Oh, hilarious. I mean, that's why we asked the question, did we? And we wait for the chat.
Chat, help us. Do the show for us.
Yeah.
So I don't know. For me... Not the end of the world if he gets hired, but I would definitely prefer somebody else.
All right. I mean, what are you going to do, man?
Okay. The other thing I wanted to talk about next is let's go into the Euros and some of the big stories there. We have to talk about Denmark and what they're doing. It has been shout out. A lot of people actually sent us really nice messages about last week's episode because we were talking about heart disease and what happened to Christian Eriksen. And
I heard a lot of really positive stuff as well for you sharing the story about your brother.
Yeah. So thank you for all the nice messages and stuff like that. I'm glad, it isn't just ha-has and yuck-yucks that people are appreciating from us. So, as soon as this happened with Christian Eriksen and just a tragedy like that, and then also losing their first two matches. They lost against obviously Finland. They lost against Belgium, but they scored first on that a bad pass. I think I forgot who made the bad pass, but Polston, I believe, scored. And to get this win against Russia, to win 4-1, they had to win by 2 goals to move on. It is, dude, I was watching those goals, and then the goal from Christensen.
Wow.
The Chelsea defender, bro. It was so easy to get. I mean, what it meant to them, it was clearly so emotional.
It felt like it was one of those things where, like, no one can really be mad that they're celebrating this much.
Of course.
Because there's, like, you know.
It's also Russia. Yeah. I don't care why. Like,
what did they do? Cold stare back? It's what they do anyway. You know,
you need to celebrate on Russia every opportunity you get. Okay,
right. I'm sure Putin was like, "Should I make a phone call?" They're like, "Nah." I mean, even for you, that's in bad taste.
Ain't a good look right now. Okay,
yeah, I mean, you, why don't you kind of just walk away from this?
Yeah, your mention's gonna be hot if you do anything.
I know, right? You're already making it hot with everything else you're doing with your political opposition.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
But I think one of the things that you look at this and you watch the everyone cheering, and it's like those are those moments where it kind of reminds you of the humanity of the game of football. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it reminds you of, like, the how much it means to people. Like when Eriksen went down, everyone was like, you know, you start to think of how little importance this game actually has, and how, you know, being a human and being alive and getting to see your family and all those things are way more important. And then you see how much it actually affects people when it's a positive. You know what I mean?
Yeah. The Pink Floyd said, what's Russia going to do? Send the Danish football team to Siberian Gulag? So am I, and LCAB said, am I allowed to cheer for Wales as the underdog, or does that make me a bad person?
It Easy does answer, make you a bad
yeah,
100%.
Person. Yeah, but you might be the worst person, actually.
Yeah, man.
Now that I really think about it.
That's a rough thing to do, you know?
Okay. So Nutmeg is making a lot of noise. I have to get him. Give me a second. Sorry, everybody.
All right. I'll talk while you get up and deal with the dog. I think the one of the things about the Euros that I love is that it gets even people that don't like soccer kind of get an opportunity to look at these, like, human interest stories. You know what I mean? And see how important the game of soccer is. That's what I love about it. It's like, you know, I know people that don't know anything about soccer that could care less, had no idea the Euros were going on. I had people message me and said, hey, I heard that dude didn't die during the World Cup. It's like, okay, great. I'm glad the news sort of got to you. You know what I mean? I also feel like you might fall for a pyramid scheme on Facebook based on the level of information you retrieve from news items. You know what I mean?
Yes. It was a...
By the way, Robert from LA said, professional show, everyone.
That's not why you come here. No way. I'm glad this show doesn't have Yelp reviews. It would not be good.
Hell yeah. I mean, we have podcast reviews, and leave a 5-star or we'll find a way to get rid of it. And I'm not editing this out of the audio, by the way.
No, that was good stuff that you, you know, I think you steered the boat just fine. So, yeah, look, I think the fact that we were on Max Brados' podcast and we talked about this a little bit, just like about how much that moment affected everyone, even out of the soccer world. So that part of it, you have to you can't. Ignore how, like, sports is all about storylines, and this is just another one of them. And it's difficult to not, if you're not happy about it. I'm like, I mean, unless you're like the people from Finland or Russia, it sucks, and you might be upset, but it's also
you also got
the moment
it.
Is bigger. Almost like you understand the moment, and you had to be a part of that story. So
Robert from LA said, Alexis should have said, it's not the World Cup, it's the MILF tournament.
So yeah, Pink Floyd said, absolutely, the human interest side of things that can really get people interested in international tournaments. And then the 20-year-old who replaced Christian Eriksen and scored the goal, that goal was insane.
Yeah,
just incredible. So love it, love to see it. But given the predictions that we did make, you know, Belgium looks sharp. They were down in that game, and still managed to win. Kevin De Bruyne is already being talked about as pretty much the best player of the tournament, and he missed the first game. I would.
He fist the first game.
Hey, you know, it's Euros after dark, bro. Yeah.
Everybody gets some, bro.
Lukaku has to be the best player so far. I mean, he's been absolutely crushing it. I think he scored in every game, and he looks pretty much unstoppable.
Dude, Lukaku. So I was having this conversation with Alex Pavone, who. Yeah, hold on a second. Here we go. I got to allow this. Nick Leishman said, fisting a MILF. Question mark.
Fisting a MILF game. That's
Yeah. A MILF match. Thank you. Pavone said that he thought Lukaku was better than Mbappe. What he meant to say was, is playing better than Mbappe. And yeah, like when you watch Lukaku playing, he's making every right decision. He's playing with like when you, they like, managers talk about like that where like you're not even thinking, you're playing based off instinct. That's Lukaku right now. Yeah. He's playing at the top of his game. Is he better than Mbappe? No. Is he playing better than Mbappe right now? Yeah. He's playing with a level of confidence that you just don't see very often.
France has one game left against Portugal.
And they need to win that just because it's Portugal.
It's a group of death, but it is a group of death for everybody. That draw against Hungary was very disappointing for France. I can't imagine that they won't go through, but definitely not the dominant performance we expected. And then the loss from Portugal to Germany was, bro, embarrassing. What the hell was that?
But Germany also needed that. Like, yeah. This is the thing we constantly talk about. It's like, how can Portugal lose? Because Germany was embarrassed in the first match. So, like, now you hold this L.
Yeah. You know? So, this is... Look, they should... The same three should go through, but I imagine Portugal would want to finish higher up, obviously, to not have to play a tougher team. But instead of say Germany ends in third, whoever they're going to play, nobody wants... I don't know who the Group F second place is going to... who they're going to play, or who if the third place... comes out of Group F, but that's gonna suck for whoever finished in first and then have to possibly play Germany or Portugal in their round of 16 match.
Yeah. Damn.
I also think
like teams can't really like hold back and hope to, you know, play the second finisher in the other group. Like there's most of these groups, like even today, obviously, we're recording this on Tuesday live on Twitch. Today was, what was that? Group F, right? No, Group D. England versus Czech Republic and Croatia versus Scotland. Scotland played well. Obviously, they weren't going to beat Croatia, and Modric is timeless. But watching that, like, if the games would have finished opposite, like, you know, reverse what the results were, England might have been knocked out. You know what I mean? Like, Anything could have happened. It's like, that's one of the things that I love about the way these group stages are. I'm not a huge fan of the third place finishing. It would be cool if it was just the first, the top two, but it was like really down to the final matches, whether these folks were going to make it through or not.
Yeah. And it's obviously Group E and Group F have to play matches the next 2 days, I believe. The other kind of stories, I think England, obviously they played earlier today. No Sancho until like the 81st minute, something along those lines.
What did Sancho do to Gareth Southgate?
Look, so far you gotta say England has been it's comfortable that they have won these games, and it's not easy to win. You know, 2-1-0.
I don't know. I have a feeling I'm gonna disagree with what you're about to say here.
I don't think you are. I think it's. It's a better start than usual for England, but you can't. I don't see who's going in with a lot of confidence for England in the knockout rounds.
Okay, we're on the same page. Harry Kane, I know I talk about him a lot on this channel, but dude, what is he? I don't know. Is it the system? Is it what is happening? Gareth Southgate, for some reason, has sat Sancho, who's about to be sold for 90 million euros, right, to United. He didn't bring Lingard, which is fine in the sense that there's clearly a lot of high-level talent in front of him.
Yeah.
Like, even just Calvin Phillips. Like, my guy's not going to get on that pitch. Phillips got it. He's all right. You know what I mean?
He's playing. What are you talking about?
That's what I'm talking about. That's why Lingard wouldn't. You know what I mean?
Okay, well,
there's better options in front of him like Calvin Phillips.
Okay.
Who's just, I mean, what an engine
but
on
no,
the guy.
No, Link, they don't play the same position.
No, but I mean, across, like, if you're looking, like, where would you put him in?
Who would Lingard? Calling people up or whatever.
Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? When you look at Sancho, Sancho deserves to be in. Look at how Saka played today.
Okay.
Saka, I've been saying Saka should have been there. You know what I mean?
RCAB says Southgate is still pissed at Sancho for the Iceland girls in the room escapades.
Bro, when was that? Wasn't that before COVID? I thought that was during COVID.
I thought that was, I know Foden and Greenwood got in trouble. They got sent home. I don't remember Sancho. I didn't know Sancho did anything.
Yeah, I know Foden was involved in that, and he's good. That's right. Mirror Nation said.
Is it the same escapades, or is it a different set of escapades?
I don't remember. Robert from LA said, Kane is too busy thinking about which new house he will be buying in Manchester. I mean, the news came out through Fabrizio Romano, so you know it's true.
Uh-huh.
All right, because we stand our in-the-know king, Fabrizio Romano, that Manchester City placed a £100 million bid.
Oh, the team that would never spend $100 million on players. Manchester City doesn't do transfers like that, Alexis. You said that on this show, bro.
I have. Something just fell behind me, and I can't figure out what it is, but something just made a loud noise behind me. so if I happen to fall through the floor, you know, send help. I did not think they would ever spend that money. But back to what we were saying, and we'll talk about Manchester City in a second. Simply talking about Harry Kane, who's $100 million, Sancho, 90. Kane looks like garbage. Sancho's not playing until, what, the 85th minute? When did he come in?
All right. What do you mean he looks like garbage? Let's not put it this
What's
on
the stats?
Harry Kane.
What's the stats in the Euros?
Let's see. Let's take a look. I don't know what, I don't know how he's doing. Who's like,
My guy looks lost out there.
Top rated players. Top scorers, Harry Kane with 2. Tied with Dominic Calvert-Lewin. They're spreading. I mean, they're not scoring a lot of goals.
Bruh.
That's just the reality.
I'm going to say this, and this is my hot take for the Euros, and I might have said this already, but I'll double up if I haven't. Unless they win the Euros, Southgate needs to be sacked. He needs to be fired. Because this squad is wildly stacked, even if a bit overrated because of the Premier League, you know, grading the Premier League on a curve. You make them all out to be so much better than they actually are. Fine. We can all agree there is some serious talent. Even the kid like Bellingham, I mean, this kid's like, what, 18, 19 years old right now?
Yeah.
Killing it. What I'm saying is there's too much talent on this squad for them to be playing as listless as they do. And I'm saying that knowing full well they finished top of their group. They won 2 out of 3. Like, I get what I'm saying.
Just 2 goals in the matches. I mean, no.
They should be playing at a bit more. There's something about, like, they should be playing better. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Some of the players that have gotten, I mean, how do you have a player like Sancho, who I know hasn't had the best year? How's he not getting burned?
Yeah. Gareth Southgate has said that he feels like he's a younger player and might not be ready to to play in that position. And
Nick Lage said maybe Everton should hire Southgate when he gets sacked.
Oh, okay. So so another English manager cannot win the Premier League. Okay. Keep the,
by the way, he stinks and he might be the best English manager there is.
He said that about Sancho. It is based on the players that you see, and you see them week in, week out in the Premier League and in other leagues. And it's just that energy, that chemistry is just not there. You know, the fact that they haven't scored many goals, they got chances, right? Sterling hit the post today. He ended up getting the goal, but I don't know if it's something where this is how teams are playing them. Or England, is this as good as they get? Stephen Jumbo just said Peckerman for Everton. Peckerman was the Colombia manager, right?
Yeah, imagine Bielsa versus
Isn't he
Peckerman.
Like 1,000 years old also? Right? could be
Give
wrong.
Or take?
Yeah.
Give or take a few decades?
Yeah. Crimson Pizza. With
hit
the
subscribe button. Thank you so much. Hit that follow button, by the way, folks. We are trying to hit, what are we trying to hit? 3,000? 2,100. All right.
Yeah, help us get there.
Of all the groups, of all the groups that have finished, obviously Group E and F have yet to play their third match. But of all the people that have, of all the number ones that have played the three matches, Italy is in first in Group A with 7 goals that they've scored. And they haven't given up a goal, which we kind of also need to talk about. Italy.
Yeah.
Balling defensively right now. Group B, Belgium is at the top, 7 goals. Group C, Netherlands at the top with 8 goals. England, top of Group D, 2 goals. That's embarrassing.
I agree. I for the most part, there haven't been not necessarily, there've been a couple like blowouts, but there hasn't been I'm not going to say that it hasn't been entertaining. It's not that. It is the there's been individual brilliance, but there hasn't been one team that was like, yo, this they're going to do it. Italy, to their credit, I didn't expect them to look as cohesive as they have. They're playing with confidence. They've won all their matches. Obviously, haven't given up any goals. But they look like, out of all the teams, they look like they're having the most fun. That's probably safe to say.
Who?
Italy.
Oh, well, I mean, they're winning.
Yeah, I'm just saying. But they're also doing it in a little bit of style. Like, they look like the most cohesive team across 3 games.
And they
also, the only concern I have is that they played Switzerland and Turkey and Wales. So
we don't know if they're real.
Yeah. So some people are saying, Dimitri said, it is, you look like the real deal, surprisingly. But regardless, it's still the other teams have had some like quote unquote like weaker teams. And really, you know, England should, who was it against? No, France should win against Hungary, right? I mean, that's a disappointment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, but you also understand a couple of disappointments here and there. I mean, mm-hmm. That's part of this whole thing. What I'm looking forward to is, who is Italy playing in the knockout? Did they figure that out? Yeah, they're playing Austria.
Oh, Freddie just said, got a peace out. Orlando taking on San Jose at 7:30, and it's Pride Night. They're doing a Pulse 5-year anniversary tribute. All right.
Shouts to Orlando for doing that.
Always. Yeah, yeah. They have the seats. The rainbow seats.
Yeah, absolutely.
To honor the people lost that.
So Italy is playing Austria. Look, still not the competition that I think is going to give them the most problems. The way the bracket is playing out, it looks like whoever finishes third out of Group A or D is going to play Belgium, and that's who they line up with. So the winner of Italy, Austria, and Belgium versus whoever is probably going to be Belgium, is going to be playing Italy in the next round. Yeah. That, to me, is when we'll finally see who the real Italy is.
So you think they're getting through Austria?
Yeah, enough so, because I think they both play more of a defensive style. I mean, I'd love to see David Alaba against, you know, that Italian midfield, but I think Italy is going to be too strong for them. You know what else worries me is who scored the goals for Italy? Seems to be not coming from the forwards mostly, right? It looks like a lot of it is from the midfield. And as much as I really love the way that Insigne is cutting in back in central, is really causing problems with that overlap. Immobile is just not getting it done at a high level. Obviously, I know he has scored, right? And then you've got your Bernardeschi. I mean, what's going on here? Don't forget about Sabitzer. Sabitzer for Austria as well. Just the Sabitzer.
I don't know. I think you're being a little too critical or harsh of the Italian national team. I think even Immobile, he has 1 goal, if I'm not mistaken. Look, it's a team effort out there in Italy, right? They look okay. I mean, they got
They look okay.
Yeah,
I've been talking to Pavone a lot, and Pavone seems to think they're the world beaters. So I'm hypercritical of them still, but I think it's the end of the day. It's you have to put the ball in the net, and it's the same problem that I see with England. I'm seeing kind of the same thing with Italy, which is I don't trust your guys up front right now.
Okay,
and I should be trusting Harry Kane more, because the guy was the Premier League goal scorer leader and assist leader, and the guy looks like he's lost out there.
I mean, he's not playing with the same dudes, okay? There's
he's playing with the best in the nation.
But that chemistry is not really there. Like, look, the obviously in international tournaments, these teams don't play together very often. What I'm not curious. I'm like, what does it take to take that form that these players have in their clubs and bring it to international tournaments? Like, what is it? Is it more the storyline, the heart, the passion, or is it like, can you tactically come up with something that everyone understands in the short amount of time and actually dominate?
Yeah, I think that you have to have a national style. Like Italy was the whole Catenaccio. Like you already knew what type of player, where you were going to fit. It's hard to like switch a nation's style. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
It's kind of hard because especially if like you don't play, like that's why I really am impressed with what Calvin Phillips is doing, is because, you know, Southgate doesn't exactly play the same way Bielsa does. You know what I mean? Yeah. So his ability to say like, all right, I can switch up something that's so specific, like the way Bielsa wants me to play, and make those movements on a week-to-week basis, and then come here and do it the way you want and still be amazing. And mind you, a guy who was in the championship 2 years ago, you know what I mean? To be able to do that, I think is something that's wildly impressive.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I want to give a shout out to who said this, because you're 100% right. I saw this then. This also surprised me. I think it was Jay Worth. Jay Worth 24 said, Italy is on a 30-game unbeaten streak.
They are. I was talking about this with Pavone as well when we did the watch along of the first game, and let's look at the teams. It's 30 games unbeaten.
Right. But
let's look at the teams. Not that it's easy to go unbeaten.
They played the Faroe Islands 29 times
from September 2020. Let's go. They played Bosnia and Herzegovina. 1-0 against Netherlands.
Not an easy team, Bosnia-Herzegovina.
Moldova.
Okay.
Took care of them.
More like rolled over, you feel me?
Poland, 0-0. Netherlands, 1-1. Estonia. Look, they're beating the teams they're supposed to beat. The quote-unquote smaller nations. Poland, they won 2-0. I think solid win. The Northern Ireland, Bulgaria, Lithuania, San Marino, 7-0. Not look,
San Marino is a mountainside. It's not even really a country.
Yeah. Czech Republic 4-0. So look, not to take anything away, but some of those were, you know, but let's not applaud you for doing what you're supposed to do. You know?
Right, 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 right. That's like a guy who's like, hey man, I raised my kids. And like, yeah, man, that's legitimately the job you signed up for when you had a baby.
Nick,
you
know, Lei said, Kane needs Son Heung-min to become George Mineweather. Is this I don't know who this is. Is that a real person or is that a fake British name that totally is a believable name?
Right? Like Danny Drinkwater? Is it one of those?
George Mine. I'm looking at George Minecraft, who I'm a huge fan of.
Yeah, also, I binged it, and it corrected it to George Maine, the state weather.
I'm assuming that was a joke or a fake British name. Okay, good. You see? But this is how you could get us with British names.
Uh-huh.
Oh, man.
Why George Mineweather?
I mean, it's not. It definitely passes the test, the British right. name test, without a doubt.
You should have went Sunny, you know, and then... something with Heung-min in it.
Robert from LA said, a stat I learned today was that when Sterling scores for England, they have zero losses so far.
You just got to get Sterling to score.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't know if you saw this, but apparently Arsenal has shown interest in potentially signing both Sterling and Riyad Mahrez from City.
Is it just to save some money, to make some money, to get Harry Kane?
I think people realize, like, all right, if you go and drop 100 million on Harry Kane, you're going to have to sell some players.
Mm-hmm.
Why not look that way? Also, I don't know if you saw this, Philippe Coutinho, wait, 17 million we did is talk, all they
we
want.
We talked about this last week, Alexis.
For Everton? Did we talk about should he go to Everton?
We did.
Oh, okay. Well, apparently, I'm losing my brain.
Yeah, everyone. You're like, I don't know if you've seen this thing that we spoke about in detail the prior week. okay.
Stephen Jumbo said in Alexis's wet dreams. All right. Well, I will have you know that Riyad Mahrez does often appear in my wet dreams. So good call.
The other thing you had put in the Slack about Paul Pogba. Apparently, he is going to the United are trying to make him the highest paid Premier League player. You think this is a good investment?
No, for not for him. No,
no.
Run.
Why?
What are you doing?
Dude is killing it in France right now.
Yes. He's having way more fun than he ever looks like he has at Manchester United. Manchester United and Paul Pogba need to come together and go, hey, we stayed here. We stayed together for the kids. It ain't working out. We'll be happier apart than we are together. Paul Pogba needs somewhere where he can do the things he's doing on the field for France. That's not Manchester United. Those fans are not giving him that grace period. The manager,
second who probably place, shouldn't bro. Be. Second huh? place in the Premier League. What else can the man do, bro?
No. He's great. He's just getting berated every time he makes a minor mistake. Mm-hmm. People are saying it's his fault. He's not getting the chance to play the way he wants to play. Come on.
Okay.
Move on. Go to PSG. Go to you know, Juventus, back to Juventus. Go somewhere where you can flourish and be the player that you clearly are. If you're a Manchester United fan and you're watching France and seeing how Pogba plays there, you've got to be kicking yourself in the ass. He's got so much more freedom.
Who do you replace him with if you get rid of him?
A pile of money. Go get your money, bruh.
Nah, man. I think it's a good fit. Second place.
I honestly don't care. I'm not talking about it from a Manchester perspective. I don't care about who Manchester United replaces him with. I care more about Pogba. This is probably the, what is he, 29? 30?
I don't know how Pogba is.
Paul Pogba.
I mean, let's see how old he is and how tall he is.
He's Riyad Mahrez plus how many years? He's 28 years old.
He is 20 years old and 6'3", same as Romelu Lukaku.
Okay. Does it say that?
Okay, Bing. All right, thank you for that little
keeping you up on
that
on
little information nugget. I love it.
Okay, so I didn't know he was one Lukaku.
Okay, this is a unit of measurement I can understand now.
Right? I mean, if a foot used to be a king's foot, then why can't we go with a Lukaku, okay? He's 28 years old. This is, I would say, maybe his last big contract. Dude, go have fun.
All right, let's talk about the schedule. The first, I believe, three match days have been released.
Hold on, I don't know if this is true, but this just came up as one of the news items. Apparently, Manchester United wanted to complete a sensational swap deal with Real Madrid involving Paul Pogba for Rafael Varane.
Oh yeah, I've been hearing about this. I saw
Pogba on United. A Pogba on Real Madrid would be amazing.
I saw this. Flex was talking about this from your Complex co-host.
Mm-hmm.
Was saying that they think there's a possibility for Rafael Varane to go to Manchester United. I didn't hear about the swap deal, but Varane at United would be
incredible.
I mean, a solid move.
Are they still talking about Sergio Ramos to Manchester United? Because I still think that's
a
mistake.
I've seen those rumors, you know, like Bleacher Report are posting those images with all the jerseys in behind, you know, so it kind of drums up the, you know, the Fabrizio Romanos and all the rumor folks.
Gets everybody going.
Yeah, you know? Dude. I don't know. That's enough. Maybe we should talk about that a little bit because Sergio Ramos announced that he was crying in his speech. He was saying that he's not returning to Real Madrid. But now everybody's asking where he's going. I see a lot of ladies in American soccer tweeting Sergio Ramos, you need to make your move out to Major League Soccer and specifically my market.
So. And by my market, I mean my apartment.
Okay. You know, we could do like fun live-in program. And you know, you won't have to like go out.
I'll be your sponsor. Mm-hmm. Also your physio and masseuse.
Okay. I got good hands. I've been told, right? I can take care of you. You'll be ready for you know, to take on FC Cincinnati.
And Ryan, you can show me your magic spray. I'll show you my magic spray.
Oh my goodness.
Oh boy.
Scooby the Goon said, please no MLS. Yeah. No, I don't imagine You know, Ramos going to MLS anytime soon. But what team could he possibly go on? What do you think would be a fit? And also, why
Miami? Come on, baby.
No, I'm talking about not in MLS. Where do you think he should go?
I do think he wants to play in the Prem. What's left for you?
Mm-hmm.
Right? I could see him possibly going to a place like PSG, right? They used to have a slightly older center back, but you know, with Thiago, obviously. I don't know. To be honest with you, I can't really see a team paying him the wages he wants. How great would it be if he goes to Atletico Madrid, though? How fire would that be?
I mean, he would never.
He's a legend. They would hate him.
They would hate him.
He can't go to Barca. He can't go to Atleti. He can't go to
I think he Rayo. Leaves La Liga. Yeah, I think he leaves La Liga. And
but to go where? Where's he going to go?
I mean, he's won World Cups. He's won Euros. He's won, I don't know, how many Champions League? 4 or 5 or whatever?
He's old.
He's older. But, dude, he's dealing with a couple injuries. I imagine this is why Real Madrid didn't want to resign him, just because maybe the risk was a little too high, but you have to let go of your legend, you know? I mean, who was, you know, I thought Ramos was going to be...
Scooby the Goon says, ordering my Charleston battery, Ramos, get right now, bro.
I thought Ramos was going to be the Francesco Totti of Real Madrid, just entire career, but it didn't work out that way. I could see...
Hey, you know what Serie A would be? I could see him going to Juventus. I could see him going to Milan, one of the Milan clubs.
Yeah, I wonder how much he still has. Like, how much passion does he still have to, like, try to actually win the way he won at Real Madrid?
That's the thing, right? So you brought up a great point. It's like, bro, when you won the same trophy multiple times, like, you really think he ranks the Scudetto up there? You know what I mean?
Right.
He's probably like, whatever, dude. I've won Champions League like 83 times, bro.
Yeah, so he's not going to go for money. He's not going to go for...
Unless he lives like a really lavish lifestyle we don't know about and he needs the money. He hasn't prepared himself for retirement, you know?
Damn, just Ramos needing... He put it all in Doge. Big crash right now, bro.
He's sweating right now. Join the club, by the way.
So a couple of inches. The last one I wanted to mention before we wrap up is Griezmann.
Yeah,
Griezmann said he's like, yo, 2024, my contract's up with Barca. I'm going to MLS. Mm-hmm. That's it. It's in the books. That's, he's like, I want to hang out with my African-American people out in America. You know, the people that understand me, who I connect with.
Should I put on the face paint? No, Griezmann.
That would be fun. I mean, obviously you would have to think Inter Miami would be his spot. He's been.
Or one of the LA teams.
Well, he's been regularly at Miami Heat games, but that would be a fun move. I think the next couple years leading up to the 2026 World Cup are going to be interesting in old U.S. of A. I think there's going to be some more interesting moves than that we didn't really expect.
Yeah, Scooby Dragoon says Higuain thought he was going to come to America, smoke a few Bernies, and drink beers from the garage fridge.
Yeah, dude.
He learned something when he got here, huh?
Did anyone watch the TV show this Sunday? I know a lot of people listen to the podcast, but shout out to Todd at Fubo who made this image of Gonzalo Higuain.
Funny.
That made me laugh so much. Look at this. a little play on the LeBron do-rag and cigarette meme that was going on around for a while. But that made me laugh so much. So
he did such a good job.
Shout out to editor Todd at Fubo TV. Absolutely crushing it.
Guano.
That's right. Okay. The Cafecito crew. That's what we call
it. You know how the rules are. I gotta have like one or two of them around me at all times. Mm-hmm. You know?
Okay, it's in the rider. All right. I think we covered a whole bunch. I think we're good for today. Anything else in the Slack that we didn't cover?
I mean, there's a bunch of stuff in there.
Erling Haaland. People suggesting he shouldn't go to...
That it's too physical for him out here.
Oh, this giant Thor-like Viking. Too physical. Yeah.
Everyone knows he's really big and really fast, right?
We all know the very weak and sensitive player that Erling Haaland is. We all know this. It's ridiculous.
He's a massive dude. But I also think, like, you know, look, you don't need to go to the Premier League if you're going to go to a Real Madrid. But if not, then you need to, because it really isn't a bump up from Dortmund. Man, the dude can't go play for Bayern now. You got to move on.
Who was it? Nick Leisha, COVID ball, Copa America. It's a little difficult to get very excited about Copa America, especially with there's no fanfare, there's obviously no fans. They're dealing with all the COVID issues in the respective countries. It's going to be another one of those. Damn, Messi still couldn't win it. That's really, let's be serious. Like, nobody's paying attention to all the storylines throughout this. It is really, come on, bro. Everybody got COVID. We're doing everything we can. Messi, just win it. Just win it already.
Like, you know, we're letting these players, we're putting everyone else's lives at risk here. Messi, just get out there and lift this trophy, will you?
Literally for you.
Honestly, at this point, set it up.
Alexis, I don't know if you can say that on air right now.
Why? Throw the whole thing.
No, enough with this nonsense.
Do it. What is the difference? Let's get everybody back at home and safe. Just set it up. Just everyone else lose. Put everyone on the take. Crimson Pizza, but allegedly and in quotes, by the way.
Goon said, this is a comedy podcast, Alexis. Yes. Okay, not a match fixing podcast.
Just fix it. Who cares?
maybe years ago that would have been a normal thing for in South America, but this is a little different.
You really believe that?
I think so.
You think it's a new era?
I would say the media and the storyline is probably more entertaining if Messi loses. I think it'll be just another.
Nick Lage said the Nork is coming through. Just let him win it. Get this thing over with.
Paolo said, no, give it to Peru. We need it. Peru beat Colombia, which was definitely a big result. They haven't had a great tournament. Alex Collins played 90 minutes in that game as well. Alex of NYCFC.
Could have been used at NYCFC, by the way.
Yeah. Interesting game against New England, but we'll talk about it on the TV show. Lourdes Sandoval, thank you for the follow.
Somebody asked, where is it? Danielle 240805 said, thoughts on Kalanoglu. I never know if I'm saying his name right. Kalanoglu?
He's Turkish, right? I think he's going to Inter.
He played a horrific tournament, where all of Turkey did. But dude, he's switching rivals, huh?
Okay.
Joining Inter on a free.
You don't see it too often.
My guy didn't even have to move.
I just wanted to mention, thank you, Lourdes, for following us. But I love the name Lourdes. When I see the name, it's the old only aunties have that name. You know what I mean? Like, it's one of the classic.
It's the classic Latin Latino, Gertrude.
Yes, the Glorias of the world. I love those names. Lourdes. So shouts to you for being an OG. Okay.
Okay. We got two different pronunciations in the chat. Naira Nation says it's Chalanoglu.
Okay.
Golo Blanco says it's Chalhanoglu.
Because that, Naira Nation's, I just see Gorilla Glue. That's
right.
What is that? Crimson Pizza just said, that's
Should
my mom's
Should I put it
name.
In my hair? Should I put
it? Yeah, everybody's doing it. Crimson Pizza said, that's my mom's name. Lourdes, look at that.
There you go.
It's like whenever I meet... I used to work with a 23-year-old Altagracia. And I was like, what?
No.
How do you have this
That's
name?
That's not your government name. Hell no.
For real.
Altagracia is like that. You only see that on tombstones.
Oh, my God.
Robert from LA said, did you hear about Arturo Vidal inviting a, quote, barber to his hotel room? And then the next Robert from LA post was, spoiler alert, wasn't a barber.
Wow. It's interesting how Vidal's barbers have insanely large breasts. Right?
Interesting. I mean, I couldn't even get to the hair around them joints, bro.
The way you judge it, anybody could cut hair. It's just, yeah. Wow, it seemed very particular. That's all.
Oh, man, when you search for Arturo Vidal, the first thing that comes up is, who is Arturo Vidal's wife? I don't know, probably the angry lady in Chile right now.
Cutting his hair?
I hope so.
I just needed a shape up on my mohawk, okay?
I got to keep this thing fresh.
Oh, my goodness. Crimson Pizza said, actually, technically, her name is Maria de Luz. Okay, now the whole government is coming. Name's coming. She has three other sisters, and they're all named Maria de something. All right? Yeah, checks out, you know? Love it. Love it. This is...
I think I remember meeting a Maria de Gracia.
I mean, I know Maria Llena de Gracia, which was a great movie. Did you ever see that movie?
I think I remember. No, of course not. No, that was the mule, right?
The mule, That movie's amazing.
Yeah, no, I haven't seen it, but I know what you're talking about. It's a great movie.
Go check it out.
I'm probably not going to watch it, but yeah.
It's a movie about drugs. What are you talking about, Alexis? You love drugs.
Yeah. What? Don't put that in the ether.
Okay. It's a good movie. You see, everybody.
If it rhymed and it had a good beat behind it, I'd listen to everything about the drug trade. Okay. No, I know it's an amazing movie. It's one of those movies that I like. I think I downloaded the torrent back in the day. Bro. And I still haven't had the
chance
to watch it.
Won't even watch it for free? Come on.
Nah, dog. I just didn't have time.
I went through a phase of like watching all the movies coming out of Latin America that were really good. Maria Llena de Gracia, Amores Perros. That was another really good one.
I don't even want to know what that's about, bro.
it's great. It's really, really good. It's with Gael Garcia Bernal.
She's great.
That's a guy. Okay. That's a joke. Okay, everybody. Thank you again for tuning in. It's getting loopy an hour into the show. We appreciate everybody tuning in. Make sure, if you're listening to this show, make sure you listen to our previous podcast. We had Sebastian Legette on the show, and it was great. And it was fun. It was funny. It was serious. We talked about his suspension, a bunch of stuff.
We objectified him the entire time.
There's a lot of that. There's a lot of that. So, you know, he's
by
just
the way, I showed him. Remember who my wife is married to, by the way? Me. Right. I showed her photos of Sebastian Legette. She goes, I don't know what you're talking about. He's not that hot.
This like, is. You are married to a blind woman, bro.
I mean, what magic dust did I find so many years ago? What happened?
No, I don't know. Is that like in the chat? Does anybody think that Sebastian Legette is not one of the most attractive people you've ever seen?
Yeah.
Please.
It got to the point where I was like, babe, you crazy. Yeah. This dude is flawless.
Yeah. Like, please show yourself if this is something that you think. I think this is just objective facts and truth. I don't even see the point in a debate.
No,
about
I feel like you'd have a tough time convincing me otherwise.
Crimson Pizza said he might be too handsome.
Yeah.
I agree.
Nick Leigh said, you know what? That actually somehow explained a lot.
Steven Jumbo just says, Team Giroux forever. Fan XY says, he's a good looking guy, which I don't really sense.
That's not enough.
That the enthusiasm is not. It, you know, it's not really highlighted enough in those words. I need something.
Yeah, man. I feel like you don't really feel it. You don't mean it. You don't mean what you're saying.
Paolo Minnesota said it's the eyebrows.
Yeah. Good or bad?
We got to confirm. I assume that's a good, you know. If somebody has bad eyebrows and somebody says and mentions the eyebrows, we all know what they're talking about. You know, we know this. There's not like too much confusion about that. Good, yeah.
No, these are good eyebrows. These are
solid
good
eyebrows. Flawless, yeah, no. Okay?
They almost draw me further in, these eyebrows. You know what? I'm sad I hadn't noticed these two beautiful eye mustaches before. I mean.
So check out that episode. You can watch the full interview on the Fubo Sports YouTube channel, or you can listen to the podcast. Leave a review. Of the podcast on Apple Podcasts. If you have not done that, we would appreciate the love. I want to put up the maybe there's a new review. Let me check real quick.
Do it on the show.
Yeah,
who
why
cares?
Not? Let's see. Reviews.
Alexis is now lost in those. I was just over here scrolling through images.
There's no new reviews. So,
well, that's on you guys. Leave a 5-star review, will you?
Hurry up and do it right there. Apple Podcasts.
Whoa, when did we get to 4.9? We got a, who's that 1-star?
There's like a couple that are at you know, less than 5 stars. And
I'll take care of them.
So go, yeah, leave a review if you have not. We appreciate it. And this Sunday on Fubo TV, on Fubo Sports Network, we will have Renee Montgomery. She's a former WNBA player, won the WNBA championship with mm-hmm. the Minnesota Lynx, 2-time champ.
She went undefeated at
UConn.
At UConn, an entire season, 39-0.
Yeah, she was awesome, super fun. She's Alexis. You had met her in Michigan.
She was my co-host for that event,
the Kyle Martino over under event, the introduction of that. So,
and there was like a big gala, and she crushed it. She's super fun, great personality.
And WNBA, we talked about NWSL, a bunch of other stuff. Really, really fun. So, I highly recommend everyone check that out. Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern on Fubo Sports Network. You can watch for free on FuboSportsNetwork.com. And that's about it. We'll on the show on Sunday, and then the podcast next week, we'll talk about everything that happened in Austin.
There's an important message in the chat from Crimson Pizza. Alexis, did you see the guy making a chopped cheese, but he put it inside a bell pepper? I did not
see that.
I love stuffed peppers. I love chopped cheese.
I mean, it had to be a big ass pepper, right?
No, I mean, he didn't make the sandwich and put it in the pepper. It's essentially the meat and the cheese mixture.
How big are bell peppers?
Bell peppers are the big ones.
Okay, yeah. So
now you can't hear this on the podcast, but I held up my hands. You've had stuffed peppers, right? They're like the size of like a stuffed poblano.
I know what a poblano is, so yeah, do that makes sense to me.
Oh, damn. How can I have this conversation with you if you don't even get the references? God, this is like when you tell me about these nerd movies, huh?
Yeah, dude. Okay.
You're like,
yeah,
no, look, it's an offshoot of a movie, and then you mention another movie I've never seen.
We have our our strengths, and we clearly...
Yeah, we picked our lanes early.
Yeah, yeah.
Paulo in Minnesota says, bing it.
Oh, okay. What a good idea. The internet.
Yeah.
What was it called again? Chopped cheese, bell pepper. Let's see what Bing has for us. I don't see anything. Am I missing
You don't
something?
See anything for bell pepper?
Bell pepper, chopped cheese, right?
Isn't no, just look at a bell pepper so you know what it is.
Oh, okay. Oh,
this guy's looking up chopped cheese.
I know what a bell pepper is. That I didn't know. You said poblano.
You asked how big is a bell pepper. I said it's about the size of a poblano.
And that is where, look, if you would have told me in Riyad Mahrez units.
So how do you know
units,
what a bell pepper is? Why would you ask me then if you knew?
Poblano? Okay. Poblano peppers. Okay.
A bell pepper is like if you take the bottom of a poblano and shove it up inside of it. See how like a poblano finishes at a peak? Now go back to the bell pepper.
Okay.
See? All
right. Yeah, it's a little.
It's like
more...
you just poke the little the thing that hangs out in. Nick Leach said Elaine set up a firewall to prevent searching for certain boots.
Yeah, she like is not super tech savvy, but she's definitely a straight up Cisco firewall hacker when it comes to
how China won't let you like Google or search if you put in anything that's anti-government, it just doesn't. The internet doesn't work. Elaine did that for food.
You can only search through Soylent.com. Nothing else. No other search engine works.
Crimson Pizza said a bell pepper is about 5% of a Mares. How many bell peppers equates to a Lukaku?
Oh, wow. That's a lot of bell peppers, bro.
Damn, son.
Remember the SNL sketch with David Ortiz where Keenan is like, I need a big lunch. That's actually need a big bell pepper.
That's for such a dumb idea. It hits every time. That's
okay.
Sketch.
Let us wrap up, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Prem Show podcast. We appreciate it. We're back every Tuesday, 6 p.m. Eastern time on Twitch. We're always out here. having a good time. Thank you to all the Twitcheteros contributing some hilarious stuff. We always have a great time every single week. Yeah, we'll be back soon. Hopefully, maybe we'll do some more watch along for Euros matches.
For Euros?
Yep, that's what it's been rebranded. So check out all that stuff. Hit the follow button on Twitch if you have not. And if you're listening to this podcast, come on. Hang out with us on Twitch.
We'll come on.
Okay, everybody. So thank you again for tuning in. My name is Christian Polanco.
I'm Alexis Guerrero.
And together, what are we?
The Cougars!